Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I just received notification from my bank account that an amount was taken out for a purchase that I didn't make.
Yes, can I get your zip code?
48221.
48221.
Yeah.
And what was your first and last name?
My first and last name is Shekiah Long.
Do you see an account for the last name Long? What was your mailing address?
18265 Mendota Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48221.
Yes, it looks like there was an order that was placed for a fitness tracker. Do you recall placing an order for a fitness tracker?
No.
Do you recall if you did the initial shipping and handling for it? It would have been the $7.95.
No. Like all this weird shit has been happening to me, that I've not been doing. Like, the fuck is that? Excuse my language, but I've been calling motherfuckers left and right about shit that I've been making. I'm like, this not me making it.
Yes, so I can have this account canceled. That cancellation does stop any future billings. However, as far as the current charge goes, I would need to transfer you over to our fraud department.
So what exactly did you just do?
The cancellation would just stop the monthly subscription, so it would stop any future charges coming out.
What monthly subscription?
It was for a online website. You were supposed to get a $125 gift card for the $56.95.
No! The hell? I didn't do any of that.
Yes, Sam. So again, we can have the account canceled, but you'd have to be transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, so what would they do? Would they bring me back my money? They'll be able to bring me back my money?
Yes, and fraud would open an investigation and proceed from there.
Okay.
So give one moment to have this account canceled, and then I'll have you transferred.
Thank you.
Yes, so I did go ahead and have this account canceled. I'm going to have you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you, too.